We ask questions of our policymakers to hold them accountable, and that's why I've appreciated the series from the Cancer Action Network and working with AARP regarding simple questions, but important questions, fraud, services for the aging, broadband, what about prescription drugs, of our policymakers. And this series wraps up today, the gubernatorial series. I wanted to get a message out here. This comes from Tim Summers, the AARP Montana State Director. And it came out maybe about a week ago or thereabouts. This was in response to some candidates that have used AARP's logo in their ads, suggesting or implying that the candidate has been endorsed by AARP. And that's not been the case. And Tim Summers, as I mentioned, the state director, published this op-ed that was printed in a lot of the papers there. And then he demanded that these candidates stop using the AARP logo in their ad. And part of this talks about AARP being a voice for people in their 50s and plus. And they say that their strength is not based on money or hired lobbyists because they don't contribute money to candidates for public office, nor do they support or oppose any candidates. Instead, and this is a quote, AARP is proudly and strictly nonpartisan. And I think that's real important. And that's why they don't allow our trademark logo, their trademark logo, to be used by political campaigns. And then they even they don't allow candidates to say they have been endorsed by AARP. I just wanted to get that out there because I think that's important. Let's conclude here with our gubernatorial election series here, the AARP General Election Gubernatorial Voter Guide. And this one, we'll start off with our Democratic nominee for Governor Mike Cooney, who's going to be on the air, by the way, next week. Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney served three terms as Montana's Secretary of State. He's also a former Montana State Senate president. He grew up in Butte and worked at the family business, the Cooney Food Brokerage. Graduate of the University of Montana in political science, and in 1977 became one of the youngest legislators in Montana history. It's kind of a fun fact that his father, Frank Cooney, served as the state's ninth governor from 1933 to 1935. He's trying to be the state's 25th governor. His running mate is Casey Schreiner, the House Democratic leader. The question simply today for Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, sir, why are you running for governor?
Well, you know, I've traveled the state and I've gotten to listen to the people of Montana, and they're telling me they're concerned about health care, they're concerned about the future of our education system, our public education system, and they're concerned very much about our public lands and access to them. I bring the experience, having served in the state legislature as president of the Senate, secretary of state, now as lieutenant governor. I bring the experience that can help lead Montana to the future, and we can address these very tough problems. My campaign running mate, Casey Schreiner, also brings some incredible background and experience as a teacher in our public school system and as a legislator and as a father of a young family. We know what the people of Montana are facing. We've listened to them. We're ready to fight the fight for them, fight on these issues that are so important, and to keep Montana moving forward in the right direction. That's what we're going to do when we're elected governor and lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, the Democratic nominee for governor. His opponent, Republican nominee Greg Gianforte, is Montana's current congressman, the U.S. House of Representatives member, a successful businessman and entrepreneur, spent the past 20-plus years in Bozeman, where he and his wife Susan raised their four children and founded Right Now Technologies in their home. It started out as a small business, but it grew into Bozeman's largest commercial employer. His running mate for this governor's office is Kristen Juris, a Montanan from Conrad, grew up in the family ranch there. She's also graduate from the University of Montana with a 20-year career teaching law at UM's law school. So for Montana's Greg Gianforte, sir, why do you want to be governor?
My wife Susan and I raised our four kids in Bozeman. In a spare bedroom of our home, we created a business, Right Now Technologies. It grew to become one of the largest commercial employers in town, creating over 500 good-paying Montana jobs. I've spent my life creating jobs, solving problems, and serving others. It's what I know how to do, and it's what I want to do for Montana. After talking with hundreds of people across our state, I heard a clear message. Montana needs a governor with strong business experience who has created good-paying jobs here in our state. Too many Montanans have told me their kids and grandkids have moved away for better opportunities, better jobs, for better pay. Sadly, our state's most valuable export is our kids and grandkids. We must reverse that trend. We must create greater opportunities and more good-paying jobs for Montanans to thrive here. When we do, our kids and grandkids will stay or return.
Republican nominee Greg Gianforte on why he wants to be governor. Don't forget, the election ongoing right now, 47 of the 56 counties have opted for an all-mail in ballot election, and those ballots are out in the mail right now. In fact, you probably already have them in your mailbox, or maybe have even already voted. You can mail them back. Do that before October 26th to ensure that that vote is counted. And those ballots went out to all registered voters in those 47 counties. If you didn't get one, perhaps you're not registered, check with the Secretary of State's office, sosmt.gov, to be sure that you are registered. And if not, you can register there. If you're going to do it by mail, make sure you do it by October 26th. That's the end of late registration. You can register all the way up until the day of the election, but you'll have to do it in person at that point. Take part. It's your civic responsibility. We get the government we deserve, right?